What's next, Chester?
Jokes.
Jokes.
Telling a good joke is an art form that teenager Justin Ritz is trying to master.
Okay, can you tell me a joke?
Why do the eggs crack?
I don't know why.
They're hatched.
Let's try that again. Why don't?
Why don't tell the egg joke?
I don't know why.
They might crack up.
They might crack. Good job. Do you remember
autism
this one?
Is a developmental disability that can cause communication and behavioral problems. That's why Caitlin Byrne, a registered behavioral technician, or RBT, is helping Justin to develop social skills like telling jokes. Justin is the dark-haired middle son of Carol and Art Ritz. Like many households, Carol is busy with a bevy of after-school responsibilities, one of which is overseeing the therapy Justin began about 6 years ago.
It basically looks at the behaviors and kind of shapes how you want your child to learn and interact within the family.
Justin attends middle school during the day. In the afternoons, one of several RBTs come to work with him at home. For the Ritz family, the time commitment is 6 days a week for a total of 15 hours. Carol Ritz explains that Justin has low to middle functioning autism and that he also has vocal stereotypy. That's a condition common to autism in which a person makes noises that are non-functional speech.
So that is one of the target behaviors that we do work on. It's unfortunately one of the ones that are really hard to eliminate. But we also work on shaping positive behavior and being able to reinforce when he is doing a good job.
The type of work that Byrne is doing with Justin as an RBT is like a tutor utilizing evidence-based behavioral modification. Dr. Shannon Crozier is the director of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas Center for Autism Spectrum Disorder. She says there are about 7,000 young people diagnosed with autism in Nevada, and there aren't enough RBTs to serve them.
There are currently 274 registered behavior technicians in Nevada. So a shortage of RBTs is really going to affect kids and families across the state at every level.
Crozier says the reasons for the shortage are complex. For one, the RBT certification is new, and that profession is still growing. Crozier says another problem is that at the start of this year, a new Medicaid-sponsored autism program began reimbursing nearly 2,000 eligible families for this service, which creates more demand.
It's going to be very difficult for newly diagnosed children to get access to services. So a shortage for Nevada is really going to be felt very strongly and intimately by the individual families who are struggling to find people to come and work with their children.
Parents and autism advocates have also criticized the program, saying that the approximately $30 Medicaid reimbursement rate is about $10 too low and won't attract new and quality people to the field. Medicaid officials say it's a fair market rate, but Crozier says the combined issues exacerbating the shortage make it so families must wait to get the help they need, like the help that Justin has been getting every week from his RBT, Caitlin Byrne.
So what are we doing first?
Go to the floor.
Cause and effect.
Time to work.
Time to work.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. Okay, the boy was sleepy, so he went to bed. Why did the boy go to bed?
The boy was tired.
He was tired. Good job.
This logical thinking skills lesson is one of several that Byrne will use to help evaluate Justin's developmental progress.
We take data each day, and then we add up his percentages, and then when he gets a high score, then we move on to the next target.
After a series of lessons, Justin takes a five-minute break and heads to his backyard, where we find his father, Art Ritz, busy tinkering on a family hot tub. When asked about the progress Justin is making with ABA therapy, Art says it has made a difference.
Before, it was just a lot of frustration with Justin. He would be real frustrated because he wasn't able to do those simple tasks and able to communicate with us. And now he is able to put sentences together and give us his wants and needs. So it helps out the family unit tremendously.
For some other families in Nevada, because of the RBT shortage, many have already been waitlisted to receive the therapy that they too hope could make a difference for their child. On Gray, Reno Public Radio News.